Hello everyone, I'm here to present my study of antibacterial properties of herbal essential oil and plant extracts against plant pathogenic bacteria. What are the essential oils? Basically, essential oils are the complex mixtures of terpenic hydrocarbons and oxygenated derivatives of such compounds like aldehydes, alcohols, ketones, organic acids, esters, which can be obtained from the different parts of a plant like twigs, woods, seeds, buds, flowers, leaves, peels of fruits, but different methods like steam distillation, hydro distillation, and cold press processes. So these are chemically different from the edible oils because these are not the esters of glycerides. And they have different antibacterial properties, antimicrobial properties, as well as antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, anti-cancerous. Nowadays, essential oils are also used as an insect repellents, and their extracts or their live plants are also the extracts are used as a repellents against the insects, and also have some antifungal activities against the plant pathogens. Their uses are very wide and very vast, and have antibacterial properties because they are very effective against bacteria. They affect the cell membrane and cytoplasm of the bacteria in order to kill them. So these are can be the good biological control for the plant pathogens. These are basically extracted from the aromatic plants generally found in temperate zone and warm countries plants, and they also have some traditional uses in some countries, specifically in India, Pakistan, and all these countries are. The main objective of my study was to check the essential oils against the control of some bacterial diseases. Essential oils, citronella, clove, cinnamon, lemongrass, eucalyptus, thyme, and tea tree were used to check against the bacteria. Extraction of the essential oil. Essential oils were extracted by hydro distillation method. 50 gram of clove buds or seeds were used and then powdered by using the domestic grinder and were submitted to the hydro distillation for 5 hours for the extraction of oil. Fresh leaves and peels of the mentioned names were washed to remove the dust and then submitted to the hydro distillation for 5 hours, and extracts were then dried over the anhydrous sodium sulfate method and then left overnight in order to remove the traces of moisture, and then filtered and kept in black boils at 4 degrees Celsius until ready for the use, and weight were measured by using the given equation. Antibacterial assay of the essential oils. Antibacterial activity of the essential oils were measured by well diffusion method on LB medium. Wells were made in LBA plate using the sterile cork borer, and inoculants containing 10 raised to power 6 CFU per ml of the bacterial suspension was spread on the solid plates by using the sterile spreader. Then 30, 40, and 50 microliters of each essential oil was filled in the wells of inoculated plate, and 40 microliter of distilled water and antibiotic amoxicillin is used as a standard. The plates were incubated for 24 hours at 37 degrees Celsius, and ruler was used to measure the inhibition zone in millimeters. Procurement of the bacteria. The 15 bacterial strains were collected from my plant virology lab, Institute of Agricultural Sciences, University of the Punjab, Lahore, Pakistan, and then Gristle stock was streaked on LBA medium plates and incubated at 28 degrees Celsius for 24 hours. Next day, pure cultures were taken from incubator and proceeded for the culturing. Autoclave test tubes were used for the culturing, and about 50 ml of LB broth was poured on the test tubes and inoculated with the inoculated with the bacterial stains by touching the sterile tips with the bacteria and dropped in the test tubes, covered and incubated overnight at 28 degrees Celsius at the streaker. Then antibacterial assay of the tested bacteria against the beneficial bacteria. Antibacterial activity of the tested bacteria was also determined by the well diffusion method on LBA medium. Well are prepared, same with the sterile cork borer, inoculum containing 10^6 CFU per ml of the bacteria were spread on the solid plates with the spreader. In this case, 40 microliter of solvent along with the antibiotic methicillin is used as a standard control, and the plates were incubated for 24 hours at 37 degrees Celsius. The aqueous extracts of the plants, these were prepared by the extraction methodology adopted by Rambi Bhatti in 1986. Antibacterial activity was determined by the well diffusion method, same by the LBA medium. Statistical analysis we conducted is CRD methods, and three replicates were adopted, and analysis of variance was done. This is the graph, which shows basically the inhibition zone of bacteria by the herbal essential oils. And according to the results, overall, fennel gave minimum inhibition zone as compared to that of the other, while clove gave the maximum for all bacteria. In case of Pseudomonas maltophila, clove showed maximum inhibition, almost 13.3 mm, while the cumin inhibits 4.66 mm. In the case of Serratia rubidia, clove has maximum value of 19 mm, whereas fennel showed minimum inhibition of 4.3 mm. In this study, you can say that the antibacterial activity of the clove has been observed in Serratia plematica, in which the zone of inhibition was attained through application of fennel. It was ranging from 6 mm to 15 mm. For fennel, it's 6 mm, and for the clove, it is 15 mm. In the case of Pseudomonas elegans, significantly, cumin oil, it gives a maximum range of inhibitory zone, almost 18.3 mm, and whereas the minimum was given by fennel oil, which is almost 2.3 mm. The Xanthobacter flavus, which was maximally controlled by the clove oil, showing 16.3 mm zone, and minimum zone was given by the fennel oil. Serratia liquefaciens and Xanthomonas oryzae, these are the basically the bacteria of rice crop. The maximum inhibition zone was showed by clove oil, 13.6 mm and 16.66 mm respectively. So we can say in overall, in this graph, it's shown that clove is the best essential oil which can control the disease-causing bacteria, because it might be it has some active compounds in it which can control the this have a positive impact on these bacteria. And you can see the plates which are prepared for the Serratia rubidia and Serratia plematica targeted by the clove oil. This is the graph to show the inhibition of harmful bacteria by the useful bacteria. Antimicrobial activity of beneficial bacteria, which helps to promote not only these beneficial bacteria, promotes the growth of plant, but also create resistance, or you can say control the infection causing by some harmful bacteria. The most importantly one is Azotobacter agricans. Nigricans, this is the basically the major beneficial bacteria, which gives a positive result in this experiment. It controls the Serratia plematica, showing inhibition zone of 6.5 mm, and Orobacterium liquefaciens made a zone of 3.3 mm, which shows minimum inhibition in this case. Nigricans made a zone of inhibition for Serratia rubidia, having a diameter of 18.6 mm. Which is a significant value, whereas Citrobacter diversus showed minimum inhibition, making a diameter of 3.3 mm. Same as with Serratia rubidia, Serratia liquefaciens, these are controlled by agricans, nigricans, and Azotobacter nigricans, which showing a zone of 15 mm, and least killed by Azomonas aegulicus, which gives minimum value of 3.6 mm. While Pseudomonas maltophila is maximally controlled by Orobacterium liquefaciens with a zone of inhibition having a diameter of 5.6 mm, And Citrobacter diversis controls the, this bacterium, which exhibited 3.3 mm zone. In this case, the bacterium showing minimum inhibition is Serratia rubidia, but maximum was used by the Pseudomonas aglicans. Xanthobacter flavus was inhibited by the Curthia species, and it inhibited zone size was 14 mm, and minimum inhibition was zone was given by Acinobacter juni and Citrobacter diversis, which showed 4.3 mm inhibition zone. So this is the picture of the bacteria strains targeted against this one. This is the Xanthobacter flavus with the bacterial strain used to target the pathogenic bacteria. This is Serratia rubidia that gives a protection against this. Then the aqueous extracts usage against the graphs showing the zone of inhibition for the harmful bacteria by using the plant extracts. Different plant extracts were used against different bacteria like Trianthema, Postulaxtrum, Cypress, Rotunz, Digeria arbensis, and Parthenium heteroporus. These are the weed extracts were used against these bacteria. There was no significant results shown. Only two extracts, they show good results. Better results, you can say, like Trianthema and Digeria arbensis. They are, these all are used at the concentration of 25, 50, and 75%. Only 75% of Trianthema partialestrum and Digeria arbensis, it is effective against Serratia plimatica, and whereas other extracts do not show significant results against these bacteria, so cannot be used as it. In the conclusion, we can say that these essential oils can be used as a as they have antibacterial properties. So clove essential oil have a better option as compared to that of the other one against the different bacterial strains. Weed extracts was not a good option for that, but only the two of them gave good results against the bacteria. And in the bacterial inoculation, Azotobacter nigricans, they have good, it gives good results against the different bacterial strains or harmful bacterial strains. Thank you. If you have any question, you can ask. Actually, you want to know that either they have the same action on the human bacteria as well, or the plants were harder as compared to them. Actually, I didn't did any experiment to the human one, but I think so that it depends upon the concentration of the bacteria and the action of the bacteria, that how stronger it acts on the plants or so. But in my experiment, it gives good results. But I told you that a lot of experiments has been done on the humans also, and they are also working using it as antifungal, antiviral, and antimicrobial bacterial in the human beings also. It can be an option as good as well. Thank you.